Hello friends, this is Pastor Daniel, and I'm happy to share the cell brief today. In our Wonder Working God series, last weekend we looked at the wonder of His love. We learned that we are not capable of loving perfectly because our love is mostly selfish and conditional. And like you and I, God loves perfectly because His love is a wonder. Here are some attributes of God's love. Number one, it's unconditional. Romans chapter 8 tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing we do or say can make Him love us more or less, because His love is not based on our performance. It is unconditional. Number two, God's love is eternal. It has no beginning, no end, perfectly constant and never runs out. We can never deplete the love of God. Even with the worst sin, His love remains because it is eternal. Number three, God's love is sacrificial. All other religions of the world teach that in order to be accepted by God, you'd have to give some kind of sacrifice. You'd have to go on a pilgrimage or do good works to earn the love of God. But only in Christianity do we see that God made the sacrifice for us instead to be accepted. In other words, God's love is not focused on what He gets from us, but rather on what He gives to us. His love is sacrificial. Number four, God's love is redemptive. In Jesus dying on the cross, He paid the ransom such that we could be set free from the penalty of sin. His love saves. Even when we fall in sin from time to time, God's redemptive love still rescues us. These are some attributes around the love of God, which makes the love of God a wonder. Now, some may ask, what should I do with the love of God? Number one, receive God's love by opening up your heart. Number two, love God back by living in a way that honors Him and by loving people. There are so many people around us who are lost and hurting, desperately in need of God's love. You and I must reach out to them with the love of God so that their love, their lives can be changed for the better. And don't forget to pray, prepare, and participate in the Missions Miracle Offering, where we shall give generously, extravagantly, and sacrificially to the work of missions so that many can experience the wonder of God's love. Come ready to celebrate on the 5th and 6th of November at your celebration point so that we can see our God perform wonders that cannot be fathomed and miracles that cannot be counted. God richly bless you as you engage in your cell today. Bye-bye.